You know, you can be enjoying the services and so forth, and it's things come to your mind that maybe you don't really know the answer. But being talking about Solomon being the wisest man, you know, that ever lived, and something to that respect. And I've heard people say that and so forth, but there's a fallacy there somewhere. Because a man that's wise, the most wisest man that ever lived, and still married 350 women, that don't prove a lot of wisdom. But there is a reason that if you study it out, that he had as many wives as he had. But anyway, those are things that enter into your mind that will get your mind off of God for a little while. But God certainly blessed Solomon throughout his life.
Mm-hmm.
But there's very few, I think, I don't know that there's any, that went through their life without getting on the wrong side of God
right,
from time to time. And that is the way it is today. Things are not changed. If you just look at it, it's just like it was hundreds or thousands of years ago. And I remember, and this will not take me very long this morning. I was raised in the Mount Zion Association, joined Rocky Mount Church in 1949, at the association. And I still love to go to associational meetings. But there is a lot of difference today than there was 60-something years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I can remember this, and it's just things that happen that gets in your mind that you always remember. It's almost pretty well a standard thing. After the association, not after the association, but before the association is over, it'd be through Sunday morning, dismissed at lunch, eat lunch and go home. But the last person that had anything to say, basically, given the time to speak, was a moderator of the association. And I think it's still good today. And if the Lord will bless me, your pastor's going to have some time to say something this morning. Because what was good for our fathers and forefathers would be good for us today.
Right.
To
Amen.
Keep those same things. The church, you can say the church is, and I don't say this to think that the Primitive Baptist Church is not the Church of Christ. The one that God blessed the apostles to begin and teach those that were to follow after them. And the same things that was taught then, you'll study closely, the old Baptist Church still contends for the same things. And that comes back and gives me a thought, and I've thought this quite a bit. In the teachings, whenever one of Christ's disciples said to Christ, after Christ had prayed, he asked him to teach his disciples how to pray as John the Baptist taught his disciples.
Mm-hmm.
And if you'll go over there and read what Christ taught them or how to pray, it's just as true today as it was over 2,000 years ago.
Right.
Whatever God said in the very beginning, it's just as true today as it was then. There has been no changes in the truth. The truth does not lie.
Amen.
But you can alter it and add a word or take a word out, and it'll completely change the meaning what Christ gave to his disciples. We do not work. We do not labor. There's nothing that we can do to get life.
Right.
And of course, it's always been a joke. Somebody have a certain problem and so forth. As I have with my knees, they don't operate like they used to. And I said in the beginning, when I came in this morning, something to say to that extent. And I said, well, it could have probably been different if I had another father. But that's just impossible. We are a product of those that begot us. Mm-hmm. And you cannot take that nature out of it. I cannot, there's no way on God's heaven that I can change who my father was. And if we're born to the Spirit of God, we are a child of God. And no matter what the world might tell you, you are not going to lose that father. And you're not going to lose the love that that father has for you. He may take you around behind the smokehouse and give you a lot of whippings, but he's still your father. And whenever you die, whenever this body goes back to the earth from which it came, and whenever he calls us forth in the morning of the resurrection, we'll be with him in heaven. Why? Because he loved us. We may disown our children. They may live in such a way that we'll disown them. But God will never disown his children.
Right.
Why? Because that was a sacrifice that nobody can offer. That was given to redeem us back to God. We've always been God's. In the covenant of grace, whenever we were chosen in Christ, that was before the foundation of the world. And you can go back in many thousands of years as you want to go. And in the mind and purpose of God, we were just as safe then as we'll ever be. But Christ came into this world and he finished the work that the Father given him, gave him to do. And that was that he would die for his bride. He'd die for the children of God. He would redeem them back to God. We had fallen in Adam, but we'll be raised on the morning of the resurrection to be with that one that died for us. That one that bowed his precious head on the cross and said, "It is finished." Oh, they thought they'd done away with him. No, we cannot do away with the work of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It is good to be at the house of God, and I think, and something was mentioned this morning, if all those folks that's up at the race today could be here, how good it would be. All came to me, you cannot change what they love. It doesn't matter how big your coliseum might be, you might get them all in there and hear the greatest sermon that's ever been preached. But you cannot. Preaching does not change the alien sinner to be a child of God. Certain, oh, how good it would be if this building was filled. And yesterday was a great day to see people coming in that some that I never remember seeing. You cannot, we cannot in ourselves change a man and cause him to hate the things he loves. But God can change us, and we hate the things we once loved and love the things we once hated. Remember, there's one for us to worship and one only. May God bless you in this little church that he might see fit to open the hearts of his children and cause them to have a desire for something better than what they have out in the world. And he'll lead them to this little Bethel place that they can hear the gospel proclaimed. It'll satisfy their souls, and they'll want to be a part of you. May God bless you and pray for us when you have a mind to pray.